just one halakha on the laws of Shabbat. One of the 39 melachot on Shabbat is the law of the melacha of Soveya. Soveya is dyeing. In the Mishkan, they used to dye the skins in order to prepare them for the use of the Mishkan. Techelet, ve'argaman, the different colors, the blues and the purples. On Shabbat, it is forbidden to dye. However, when it comes to foods and liquids, the rule is en sivi'ah be'ochlin and en sivi'ah be'mashkin. That means if somebody would, let's say, take a yellow spice and he would pour it over his food and they would turn it yellow, that's okay. His intention is to eat, and therefore there's no rule of dyeing. Or to make a cup of tea, where he takes clear water and pours a tea bag or a tea essence, and now he changes the color of the water, that's not considered dyeing. Or, for example, a person wants to mix wine together, red wine and white wine. He has some white wine and he adds red wine to it just to mix it together. So that's, even though he's changing the white wine to the color red, so according to the halakha, that is mutar. The question we ask today is, let's say a person is doing it with intention to change the color, which means he's not doing it merely just because he wants to, you know, eat the items together, but he specifically wants that color. For example, Halakha writes it's preferable to make kiddush on Friday night on red wine. So let's say a person, all he had was white wine with a little red wine. So he wants to change his white wine to red, so he wants to pour the little red wine that he has into the white wine in order to make it red. So that he fulfills the halakha of making kiddush on red wine. There, true, he wants to drink it together, but he also wants the color. So here we have a mahloket. The Menuchat Ahava, Rabbi Moshe Levi is osir. He says that case is asur, because there you're doing it for the color. And he advises in that case it would be better to pour the white wine into the little red that you have. Because there already it's going to stay red. You're not going to change the color of what's in the cup. However, Acham Avadya, at least in the Sidur, Chazon Avadya, it seems that he's mekel, he's lenient in that case as well. So we have a machloket, if where you want the color itself, is that permissible or not? And therefore, if it's easy to do it the other way, as we said, to pour the white wine into the red in that case, where you're looking for the color, that would resolve yourself from all problems. But halakha, those are the lenient. Even when you're interested in the color, by the food and by liquids, you have what to rely on, because Hakam Avadya is Mekel. This is brought down in Sefer Menuchat Ahava, Chedek Gimal, Perek Yud Gimal, in the laws of Soveya, it is halakha hit.